And at the time, there was a very famous calypso song by Gypsy, Captain, the Ship is Sinking. Now, usually, you go on the Jolly Roger, I mean, we have so many hits, calypso and soca hits in the Caribbean. If a song is very popular, you hear it twice in the night. But for some reason, the DJ, who obviously was a Bajan, keep playing that song, and I felt that song was being played for me. Captain, the ship is sinking. Oh boy, I tell you. And it was really tough. But then suddenly, when I looked at the South African and I see they were having so much fun, something came to me. I felt vigorized. I felt like something is going to happen. I said, they're celebrating too much. Something is going to happen.
Well, I took two on the fourth evening. Hudson, I think it was, got a brilliant 160 the first innings. You know, so to dismiss him, did he get off the mark? I can't remember. Probably fell for Doc. That was very satisfying because, you know, he was right up here with a brilliant 160, and then I brought him back to earth, you know. It was Sir Richie Richardson's first test match as captain of a test match, right? And he was under tremendous pressure. I mean, taking over from Sir Viv, who has been so successful. I mean, it was a big shoe to fill. And we were determined that we're never going to lose this game, no matter what.
We were a unit. We were all for one and one for all at that time, because we knew that everything happened on the field and that we had to support everyone, each other on the field. We played for the person next to us. So we were going out there and making sure that we, down in the back here, we're going to take all the catches from the bowlers, or we're going to stop the boundaries, or whatever the case is. We have to leave it all on the field. And that was our thing at that time. You've got to leave everything on the field.
Good morning to you all from Kensington Oval on the last day of this wonderful test match for the BPSA Challenge. South Africa at 122 for two needs 79 more runs to win on a wearing pitch with 8 wickets in hand. The West Indies are not enjoying their situation. Richie Richardson, the captain, there he is. He's got a lot to think about. This is a proud record, no defeat in a test match here at Kensington Oval for 57 years and 2 months. And yet, before the end of today, that record could so easily have gone.
Kipper and I are going to have to bat well. We don't want any dramas today, and if we can bat anywhere near as well as we batted yesterday afternoon, I think we should be okay.
At the back of your mind, you know that, look, 8 wickets, you know, less than 100 runs, you know, you got to back the batting side. But our approach was a positive one. We believe. We had a very good meeting the evening before, and we all believe, and that's why we prayed. We believe that we could do it. Even though at the back of your mind you said, boy, your back is against the wall. But we stuck to a task. We went out there believing that we could win. And throughout the day, I just kept reminding the guys, we can do this. We can do this. We're going to do this. You know, we were going through emotions. Nothing was happening. And, you know, I said to Courtney, look, Courtney, you got to take a break now. I'm going to want to come from the other end. He said, no, Skipper, I'm okay. Okay, give him another one. I'll be bowling pretty well, but nothing happening. You know, Courtney bowled about his fifth over. I said, Courtney, you're messing up the plan. He said, no, Skipper. No, leave me, man, leave me. When I look at him, he was sweating and he was like possessed. And I tears running down his face. And the tears to me looked like blood. I said, man, let me leave him, man. And I think he was the one who made the first breakthrough on that morning.
But he out, yes, he's gone. Captain Bessel's caught there by Lara Slip, driving it a wide one. And that really is the start above all else that the West Indies wanted. Bessel's has gone for his overnight 74, and the early breakthrough has come.
You got a wicket, the main man, who I think at that time was Skepler. I think he was the main wicket that we needed that morning early, because he could guide them. He was the experienced man. And when Brian took that catch low down there, then everything just built up. The emotion started to get higher, and you can see these two guys started to run in harder and give what we know they can give. So with the other two or three catches from David Williams, we knew that we were on a roll now. So we had to finish it off.
We were unsung. You know, we were determined that, look, we were going to do this, and we couldn't afford to drop any catches. We had to be sharp. And it was a top-class performance, especially by Kirtley and Courtney.
So we knew the team plan. And So there was not a lot of discussion going on because we knew what to do. The captain has faith in us. The team had faith in us, you know, and we had some brilliant feelers, you know, in the slip cordon, Brian Lowe, Phil Simmons, these guys are top quality slip feelers.
Is he gone? Yes, he's gone, caught behind, and Cronier can't believe it. He's just standing there, but that's the second wicket down this morning. Cronier has gone, caught behind of his 13th ball, this time from the bowling of Ambrose.
Brilliant, brilliant catch, brilliant. So Williams has taken two magnificent catches this morning. The West Indies have taken three in all. And Kepa goes without scoring, and it's 131 now for five.
David, how are the nerves now?
Very afraid, very, very, very afraid. It's all happening out there now.
You must be extremely happy. Three wickets have gone down this morning, what, for just 14 runs?
Well, our boys have played very well so far this morning. Particularly Walsh has been getting the ball to cut back into the batsman quite appreciably, and they're having difficulties negotiating him.
He's got him. Kirsten has played it on. Walsh has got another wicket. That's the one the West Indies wanted. Kirsten goes for 52. South Africa are 142 for 6. They need still another 59 runs to win this match. And they now have 4 wickets left.
They had started to panic as well. We saw that. And once we saw that they were panicking, we said, well, we had them. And that just gave us more momentum, more impetus to really do the demolition job.
This really is a collapse of major proportions and the final twist to what has been an extraordinary day's cricket. I know you're a confident man normally, Geoffrey, about your own opinions. You've been saying for some time South Africa would win this test match. Can you honestly say so now that you think that's still your view?
No, that's the beauty of cricket, isn't it? It can make anybody look a fool, make anybody's judgment be wrong.
Seven wickets are down. South Africa in deeper trouble. Oh, it bowled him. A marvellous yorker. Ambrose can't believe it. And Richardson is out. Bowled by Ambrose. Ambrose's fourth wicket.
I mean, because once we knew we get down to last one or two wickets, it was only a matter of time.
He's gone. That's the ninth wicket. Richardson goes 148 for 9, and the West Indies now are within sight of a quite remarkable victory. A stunning turnaround in Barbadian spectators who've seen the West Indies win so frequently here at Kensington Oval, now right behind Ambrose. He bowled him. The West Indies have won. A magnificent victory. They have won by 52 runs. They have maintained their phenomenal record on this ground of never having lost a test match since 1935. This is their 11th in succession. The spectators come on the ground to hail their heroes.
Gone for a souvenir stump, you know. That might have been it. Maybe to my follow through. Grab a stump or something, that could have been it, you know. But I mean, I was so in the moment of winning that, I mean, nothing else mattered for me and the team. And I mean, that was just a fantastic victory.
You know, we all ran around, we held hands, and we felt good. We felt good. The beer afterwards was so nice.
Oh, going around the ground, everybody was, you know, I think all of us were close to tears because of where we had come from that morning. To win in the game, I think we were all close to tears. And there was a lot of emotion because we saw ourselves as representing the West Indies. We didn't see ourselves as representing Trinidad or Antigua or, you know, West Indies. And for the crowds not to be there, there was a lot of emotion. So it just spilled over into us winning. And as we went around the ground, it was just a sign of unity, a sign of the fact that we're together no matter what happens.
You are the guys that we have. We believe in ourselves, even though a lot of people want us off, we would do it.
And what about Courtney Walsh?
Sensational.
Absolutely fantastic. Which was the moment that you really knew you'd won this?
Well, all along, I thought you would win. I never gave up. I'm not a quitter. I'll never quit. I'm a strong person. Despite what, I'm going to give everything.
But how sad all the people of Barbados weren't here to see it.
Well, I know comments, sorry. Assessment. You know, I still love the people of the Caribbean. I know they love us all the way, and they're going to be behind us.
And what a wonderful test match. A great advertisement for Test cricket.
Great match.
Richie, well done. Glass, the champagne corks are popping already. I can hear them.
Yes. World people in the West Indies, Antigua. One love. Unity is strength. Stick with us. We need your help. Thank you.
Richie.